In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first reading for the Festival of the Reformation is from the book of Revelation. And it shows us an angel flying overhead, announcing the imminent destruction of the world. Revelation seems like an odd reading for Reformation, but there is something else the angel was doing. Our text says that the angel was proclaiming the eternal gospel to all those who dwell on earth. So John is having one of his typical Revelation visions, and he sees this angel flying overhead, announcing the end of the world, but also proclaiming the eternal gospel. Every generation of Christians has believed it was in the end times. Our generation can make a pretty good case for it. But let's not forget, every generation has thought they were in the end times. I represent Luther Classical College, and we're not going to talk a lot about that in the sermon. But Luther Classical College is built for two things concerning the end times. Number one, we are equipping young people to stand against the devil and his destruction of our culture. Western culture, as we know it, is dying. Let's hope that doesn't continue. Luther Classical College is doing just this small little bit of trying to maintain all that is good about our Western culture. Secondly, the college is teaching the young students to give thanks for the gospel so that they will have the wisdom of Martin Luther. Martin Luther was known to say, when asked when Jesus is coming back again, he said, "Even if I know Jesus is coming back tomorrow, I'm going to plant this tree today." Because his faith was solid. Didn't matter whether Jesus was coming back tomorrow or 10,000 years from now. That's the same wisdom that we are instilling in the young students at Luther Classical College. So, this is the point of our text. Preparing us for the end times and showing us an angel flying directly overhead with the eternal gospel for all people on earth. This is the gospel for which Martin Luther risked his life, and it is the basis for our Reformation Festival today. So let's take a closer look at this text. Who is this angel flying overhead with an eternal gospel, a word of good news for all the world? Because the word angel here means messenger, that's all it means. We have all our different ideas about what an angel is, because those of you in my generation, the boomer generation, you know, we learned about spirituality from great shows like Touched by an Angel. Angel simply means messenger. Because of that, one could say that Martin Luther is this angel in the book of Revelation. Now, Luther would say, "I'm not an angel, I'm a donkey." That's another story, and we're going to come back to that. The angel could be Luther, and I think that's why this text is chosen as the first reading. Not because we honestly think John was seeing Martin Luther, but what Martin Luther did by rediscovering the gospel brought the gospel to every corner of the world. I have been in Europe, I have been in Africa, and everywhere I go, there are, if not Lutheran churches, there are Protestant churches where the gospel of the Reformation is being taught and preached. And so, Luther was like a messenger that brought the gospel to the ends of the earth. His work gave rise to countless Protestant denominations, all of whom were motivated by the pure gospel. They haven't maintained the pure gospel, like your pastor and your church are doing here, but they were at least in the beginning motivated with that same gospel. As I said, Luther would say, I'm no angel. He thought of himself as a donkey. And he thought of himself as a donkey, and he actually said, all of us are like donkeys too. You're welcome to use a different word for that if you want when you hear me say that. Luther would have used a different word. I'm showing a little discretion for the first time in my life. So Luther considered himself a donkey. Why? Luther taught in his famous writing, The Bondage of the Will, he said, everyone is a donkey. Use a different word if you want. Because we are all ridden either by Satan or by God. There's no in between. These other Protestant denominations started teaching this false truth that you're neutral and you have to make a decision for Christ. That's all hogwash. We are but donkeys. We are either led by Satan or by God. Luther was led by God. Because Luther simply followed the words on the pages of Scripture. Like the reins on a horse or a donkey were the pages of Scripture for Martin Luther. And that is our job too. We are not to be creators or inventors. We are receivers. Receivers of God's word. The angel, the messenger, is flying high above us and broadcasting the good news of God. I'm old enough to have lived through a time in the Missouri Synod, maybe some of you remember this, when all of this was up for grabs. These youngsters, you know, they haven't lived through this. But they've read about it, and they have studied it well. There was a time when all of this was up for grabs in the Missouri Synod. It started in the 60s, and then everything started in the 60s. And the 70s, it came to a head, and we almost lost our denomination to those who thought that we are inventors and creators. Boy, that's tempting for the human spirit to want to be an inventor or a creator. It's much harder and yet simpler. It's certainly more godly to just be a receiver of God's word. And that's what Luther was. Today we celebrate the fact that God raised up a simple monk in the Roman Catholic Church who first of all fought against the abuses and immorality in the Roman Catholic Church. The beginning of the Reformation was not about the gospel. And this is really, really important. Because Luther doesn't really quite get the true gospel until maybe 1522, 1523. The nailing of the theses on the door was 1517. And if you read those theses, there's not a whole lot of pure gospel in there. But what there is, Luther was a good monk. And the church told him, to be a good Christian, you must be pleasing to God. And you must become righteous by your good works. Young Luther was sent down to Rome on a trip. This was a high honor for a young monk. But when he got to Rome, what did he find? He found a pope that was all about money. He found, believe it or not, brothels in Rome just for the monks, for their little getaway from wherever they came from, France or England or Germany, or even just the outer reaches of Italy. And Luther was disgusted with the church. That's what got the Reformation going. And that got Luther into the scriptures, where he became the best donkey ever. He was led by the Holy Spirit, by the scriptures. And what really struck him is that he began to realize what the word righteousness in the scriptures means. The church of his day, when they read the term righteousness in scriptures, they read it as something we must do, or something at the very most God must do in us. So until you can become pleasing to God, he must change you. and work all of these things in you. Or another brand of Roman Catholicism said, you must do all these things yourself. Either way, it was wrong. Because Luther is reading the scriptures, and one day in Romans chapter 1, where our epistle reading came from this morning, he read this, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation." The gospel is the power of God. We got to clearly identify what that gospel is. "For salvation to everyone who believes, not to everyone who works. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed for faith." And all of a sudden, it's like the lights went off. They went on. And all of a sudden, he realized, wait a minute. Righteousness is not something I do or something God works in me over time until I become clean enough for him. Righteousness is revealed. That's what the scriptures say. Righteousness is given to you. It is God's gift to you. And as soon as Luther figured that out, as soon as the Holy Spirit taught him that, he says, "I went racing through the rest of the Bible. And I kept looking for all these places where there was the word righteousness. And sure enough, every time, it was about God giving us and revealing righteousness to us." This is the gospel the angel is proclaiming. You are not righteous by God doing something in you. You are righteous by God declaring you righteous. Our young candidate for baptism is wearing a white clothing. That is the symbol of this righteousness. It is given to us. In the old days, the pastors didn't wear these albs, but we wore a black cassock underneath the alb or underneath the surplice. That black was showing the true sinner that we are, and we are covered just like a baby in baptism with God's righteousness. It is a gift. If a Baptist, one of those Protestants that were given birth by Luther in the Reformation, if a Baptist were in here this morning and watching what went on in holy baptism, they would have done one of those little doggy, cock your head thing. Huh? The people answered for the baby. It doesn't matter who answers. Now, you're the sponsor, so you get to remember that you witnessed this. And so when the baby grows up, you'll be able to assure the baby, yes, I was there. This is what happened. And you don't even have to remember it all. All you got to do is go to a good Lutheran hymnal. And you say, this is what we did. That's the great thing about the hymnal. So the Baptists were just like, huh? And we know from God's word, God did everything. Yeah. So, becoming a Christian means being born again. The Baptists get that phrase, they use that phrase, but they don't know what it means. So you ask somebody, can you give birth to yourself? That's what Zacchaeus asked. Well, how can I be born again? How can I enter into my mother's womb and be born again? Aha, Jesus says, now I got you right where I need you. You can't. You are born of God. And God did this amazing thing here. There's nobody speaking in tongues or doing cartwheels or whatever. But the most amazing miracle happened here today. The book of Revelation gets ignored too much in the church. Let's get back to our text. And the one main reason is because it's a scary book filled with God's law and judgment and filled with righteousness. Righteousness, when we think of it apart from Christ, is a very, very scary deal. And God in the book of Revelation uses all kinds of monsters to impress upon us the fear that we ought to have because of righteousness. But the book of Revelation is not just about judgment. It's also about the good news. And we heard that this morning. The angel is flying overhead proclaiming the good news of God through Christ Jesus. The angel is proclaiming the eternal gospel. Now, he's also proclaiming the coming judgment. Our world today wants only grace without judgment. And that would be just fine if it weren't for sin. The world rejects God, telling them what is right and wrong. The world doesn't teach morality that is received from God. And by the way, Luther Classical College has been formed for this very reason, to battle against the world in terms of truth. There is truth, and there's a lot of truth. God has given us truth, and we study that truth in Scripture. We also study that truth in the world. The facts are out there. You just got to pay attention to them and stop trying to create and invent new facts and new realities. So, the world doesn't want God telling us what is right and wrong. I got a great example of this from my high school days. You weren't even born yet. It's just too fun to travel around the country. Because, see, I get to leave today and you'll never see me. Well, you'll see me in a couple years. I'll come back. But you will have forgotten. So I can say, you know, what I want here. Anyway, so I'm in high school. And this is the middle of nowhere. This is the 1970s. I'm in the middle of nowhere in Iowa. More middle of nowhere than Rogue River. All right? At least you're on a freeway. You got that going for you. I grew up halfway between Minneapolis and Des Moines. And I go to my freshman year of high school, and they had started this new thing called guidance. There were guidance counselors. And all of us who ever had guidance counselors never knew what they ever did. But they did this one thing. For about a year, maybe it was 2 years, we had an hour extra on Fridays during homeroom where guidance happened. And it just fell apart because it was so ridiculous. Like I say, a couple years later, they just stopped it. But I remember my freshman year. We had to bring a shoebox filled with pictures and mementos that were all about me. It was called Me in a Box. The worst part, you know, that's okay, whatever. The worst part was, this was for values clarification. We were to share with the class what our values were. I've never heard the word used like that. You see, the world has dropped the word morality, because morality comes from outside of us. What I value comes from inside of me. This is the creator, inventor that the old sinful flesh loves. This is in the middle of nowhere in Iowa in the 1970s. The world has messed up the traditional curriculum in higher education, and that was my first introduction to it. You are blessed to be in a congregation where both law and gospel are preached, just as they are found in the Bible. The same is true of the instruction at Luther Classical College. Western culture is collapsing from within. Let us pray to God that it doesn't continue to collapse. But if it does, we've got what we need in the Word of God. Well, because of the sin that lives inside of us, we too, by nature, reject God's morality. Who are your original ancestors? Adam and Eve. Who did Adam and Eve follow that day in the garden? They followed after Satan. And the world has been doing that ever since. And those are our ancestors. And so that's why the angel cries out, the hour of God's judgment has come. And you, thankfully, placed yourselves under God's judgment at the beginning of the divine service, and you do so every Sunday at the beginning of the divine service with a confession of sins. People say, oh, I don't like that liturgy. It's so negative. I, a poor, miserable sinner. That's the first step towards receiving from God, is admitting that you have nothing to offer to God. And that's what the Reformation was all about. The gospel can only be received where there is true repentance, and the angel of Revelation calls us to do just that. But more importantly, the angel proclaimed to you the good news of forgiveness. And let's leave on this note. Luther speaks of a great exchange. Christ lived a perfect life with no sin, and yet we crucified him. But God used that. At his crucifixion, God the Father took your sin. You are not perfect like Christ. You are not righteous in and of yourself. God took your sin on Good Friday. He hung it on Christ, and he took the perfection of Christ and he gave it to you at your baptism, and he gave it to you as the pastor spoke the words of absolution today. That righteousness of Christ can scare us like the book of Revelation, but when we realize, like Martin Luther, it is a gift to us, that brings us the full comfort of the Reformation. The hour of God's judgment has come. God judged righteous Christ guilty, and he judges guilty you righteous. We thank God for Martin Luther, and we thank God for his good news. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.